I think that the responsibility for infrastructure across this country is the states and the federal government. I think that's how it got started. That's how we've done it ever since we've been doing this. It's why we have state DOTs and why, you know, Federal Highways is there. And to date, we've done a pretty good job. We now, however, are faced with a situation where the word tax is a horrible word. Our Senator Bob Corker 2 years ago proposed a gas tax increase that would make the trust fund solvent. It was absolutely dead, not on arrival. It was dead before arrival. That's been dropped, and no one's talked about it since. And, you know, nothing's been done with the trust fund since 1993 other than they've taken money away from it. That's what we're faced with. And so, you know, no one wants to talk about a tax increase. 39 states across the country in the last several years have faced this same issue and have done something with it, Tennessee being one of them, where we looked at our needs and our funding capabilities and said we're going to have to step up and raise additional dollars on the state side in order to keep up with our infrastructure and our transportation needs. States can only do so much of that, and then the federal government has to do their part. And I say that somewhat hesitantly because it's not federal dollars that are paying, you know, for infrastructure. They are citizens of the state of Tennessee and across this country that are paying gas taxes, and then that money is redistributed back to the states. So it's our money up there, and the question is Congress able to raise enough money to make sure that we can maintain the infrastructure that we have? We're being surpassed by other countries all over the world and investments in infrastructure, and we're going to soon face those consequences. And our core infrastructure is beginning to crumble, and no one questions that. And I don't believe that can be fixed by private investments.